Thank you, Mr. President. Malta aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union. We thank the Deputy High Commissioner for the oral update. After over 1,000 days of conflict, the situation in Ukraine remains critical. Civilian infrastructure continues to be targeted, including homes and energy grids. And for the first time, Russia has used a ballistic missile against targets in Ukraine. Deputy High Commissioner, OACHR's own findings about what is being perpetrated in those regions of Ukraine under Russian occupation are deeply disturbing. The Commission of Inquiry in its October 2024 report concluded that its findings demonstrated that Russia has committed several acts of mistreatment in all parts of Ukraine under its jurisdiction and in detention facilities in the Russian Federation. Children remain the primary victims of Russia's war. The disruption to their lives and education will have lifelong effect. These children continue to witness the horror of attacks on their homes and face the reality of having their parents, family members, and friends killed or mistreated. Ukrainian children have even been forcibly deported to Russia, and we call on them to be immediately returned to their families in Ukraine. We also urge Russia to investigate all credible allegations of mistreatment related to its ongoing war in Ukraine, and at all times to ensure accountability and full compliance with international human rights and humanitarian law. I thank you, Mr. President.